Chapter 47. Come down and sit down in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit down on the earth where there is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you will not experience again that people call you delicate and dainty. Take a handmill and grind out flour. Uncover your veil. Strip off the flowing skirt. Uncover the leg. Cross over the rivers. You ought to uncover your nakedness. Also your reproach ought to be seen. Vengeance is what I shall take, and I shall not meet any man kindly. There is one repurchasing us. Jehovah of armies is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit down silently and come into the darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you will not experience again that people call you mistress of kingdoms. I grew indignant at my people. I profaned my inheritance, and I proceeded to give them into your hand. You showed them no mercies. Upon the old man you made your yoke very heavy, and you kept saying, to time indefinite I shall prove to be mistress, forever. You did not take these things to your heart. You did not remember the finale of the matter. And now hear this, you pleasure-given woman, the one sitting in security, the one saying in her heart, I am, and there is nobody else. I shall not sit as a widow, and I shall not know the loss of children. But to you these two things will come suddenly, in one day, loss of children and widowhood. In their complete measure they must come upon you, for the abundance of your sorceries, for the full might of your spells exceedingly. And you kept trusting in your badness. You have said, there is no one seeing me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, this is what has led you away. And you keep saying in your heart, I am, and there is nobody else. And upon you calamity must come. You will know no charming against it. And upon you adversity will fall. You will not be able to avert it. And upon you there will suddenly come a ruin that you are not accustomed to know. Stand still now with your spells and with the abundance of your sorceries in which you have toiled from your youth, that perhaps you might be able to benefit, that perhaps you might strike people with awe. You have grown weary with the multitude of your counselors. Let them stand up now and save you, the worshippers of the heavens, the lookers at the stars, those giving out knowledge at the new moons concerning the things that will come upon you. Look, they have become like stubble. A fire itself will certainly burn them up. They will not deliver their soul from the power of the flame. There will be no glow of charcoals for people to warm themselves, no firelight in front of which to sit down. Thus they will certainly become to you, with whom you have toiled as your charmers from your youth. They will actually wander, each one to his own region. There will be no one to save you.